Chapter 17. Ashtavakra describes the exalted and indescribable nature of the Atma Rama, who revels in the self and who enjoys the same bliss whatever he is faced with.
Ashtavakra said, "He who is content with senses purified and ever enjoys being alone has gained the fruit of knowledge, as well as of the practice of yoga. Oh, the knower of truth is never miserable in this world, for the whole universe is filled by himself alone. No sense objects ever please one who delights in the self. Even as the leaves of the neem tree do not please an elephant who delights in the salaki leaves. Rare in this world is the one on whom is left no impression of things he has experienced and who has no desire for things he has not yet experienced. The one who desires worldly enjoyment and the one who desires liberation are both found in samsara, but rare indeed is the great-souled one who is not desirous of enjoyment or liberation. It is only a noble-minded one who has neither attraction nor aversion to religious merit, worldly prosperity, sensuality, and liberation, as well as life and death. The man of knowledge feels no desire for the dissolution of the universe or aversion to its existence. The blessed one, therefore, lives happily on whatever subsistence comes of itself. Being fulfilled by this knowledge of the self, and with his mind absorbed and contented, the wise one lives happily, seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, and eating. There is no attachment or non-attachment in one for whom the ocean of samsara has dried up. His look is objectless, his action purposeless, and his senses inoperative. The wise one neither keeps awake nor sleeps, neither opens nor closes his eyes. Oh, the liberated soul everywhere enjoys the supreme state. The liberated one is found to be always abiding in the self and always pure in heart. He lives free from all desires under all conditions. Seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, eating, taking, speaking, and walking, the great-souled one, free from all efforts and non-efforts, is verily liberated. The liberated one neither slanders nor praises, neither rejoices nor is angry, neither gives nor takes. He is everywhere free from attachment. The great-souled one is not perturbed and remains self-possessed at the sight of an amorous woman and at the approach of death. He is indeed liberated. For the steady one who sees the same everywhere, there is no difference between happiness and misery, man and woman, and prosperity and adversity. In the wise one whose worldly life is exhausted and who is no longer a man, there is neither aggression nor compassion, neither insolence nor humility, neither wonder nor mental disturbance. The liberated one neither abhors the objects of the senses nor craves them. Ever with a detached mind, he experiences those that come as a matter of course. The sage with a vacant mind knows not of the alternatives of contemplation and its absence, good and evil. He abides as though in the state of the absolute. Devoid of the sense of mine and the sense of I, knowing for certain that nothing exists, and with all desires gone from within, the man of knowledge does not act, though he may be acting. An indescribable state is attained by the sage whose mind has melted away, its functions having ceased to operate, and who is free from the display of the mind and from delusion, dream, and dullness.